New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da. Well, I'm very excited about this. Not necessarily Pride Month, which we're in the middle of right now. Congratulations, Allie celebrated, but having a baby. The most straight hetero thing you can do is have a baby, and she did it with her lesbian wife and a tank of semen and then some IVF and science at its finest. And it was a lot of men responsible for helping to get Allie pregnant, including this man right here that gave her steak every day.
I like the people that were congratulating you on the text line.
It's a big win.
And
big,
I believe you called your kids and they asked if you were the one who got me pregnant.
They were very excited for you, Allie. My kids have been caught up in the journey as well. They really want you to get pregnant, but they were convinced that the only way it's possible is because I must have somehow gotten you pregnant. But I assure you,
I think
that's
what
my
kid thinks too.
So anyway, a very exciting day today at K-Rock. That's right. If you're just joining us, Allie found out that the B embryo, the B team embryo, the underdog.
I knew it. I knew I should go with that one.
Has actually worked. You can listen to one of the old Showtime episodes where we were breaking down exactly which embryo should she go with. The one that the doctor said was the healthiest, best one, or the one that was like, eh. And we're like, you got to go with the eh.
You got to go with the eh. I mean, we're the eh.
We're the eh.
We're a couple of ehs.
We put the eh in Radiant. So here we are.
Here is,
listen closely now. Vanessa was back at Pride this weekend, and this is something we did last year. She didn't think it went well. We thought it was probably the greatest moment. I think this may have actually won
best moment
of the show that we played at the end of last year. Yeah. So when we sent her back, she said, guys, it's not going to be as good because lightning doesn't strike twice. And she also told us that everyone understood everything she said, which is why I start with this.
What? One team? Finals. What's her name? What?
So the question.
What one team playing in the A?
What is that?
The question she was supposed to ask in this first question of gay or nay is, can they name one team playing in the NBA Finals? And this is how that question came out.
What one team playing in the A Finals? What's her name? What's the name?
Wait, say that again.
Give me a name.
Just give me a name.
What's the attitude there?
Can we be clear? This is towards the end of the night. So my vocabulary is already bad.
I mean, you left out two of the three letters in NBA.
And then got mad at him for not knowing.
And you have no patience at this point? You're like, over it?
And this guy's clearly super gay because he goes like, can you ask that again?
Like
he's
and she's so, like, just shut up and
just
answer the
give
question.
Give me a name. Look.
What one team playing in the A Finals? What's her name? What's the name?
Wait, say that again?
Wait, say that again? I got none of that.
Give me a name. Who is Scotty Schieffer?
Oh,
this one. Scotty Schieffer?
Damn, I have no mother...
So this guy is already very confused by Vanessa, and understandably, she claims that was later in the day, so we should not hold that against her.
Way to confuse and disorient the gays on one of their most fun weekends of the year.
Yeah, she made it very unfun. So we decided if that was where it ended, let's go back to the beginning, because at the beginning, she must have been a lot more coherent. So this is the first person she chatted with, and let's see if there's any difference here. It's time for the return of the 2026 edition of Gay or Nay. You're going to hear a person answer some questions if Vanessa approached at Pride, and you just have to try to figure out, based on their answers, do we think that they are gay or not? Straight person there, celebrating, or just a confused tourist?
I think the new game should just be, can they answer Vanessa's questions?
That's a much better game. And here we go with our first contestant.
First question, what is your name?
So that one,
can they answer?
Can they
What? Just give me a name!
What if the person's name was Scotty Schieffer?
David.
Hi, David.
All right, so listen, she's okay. She got that going.
Name one team playing in the NBA Finals.
The Nets.
The Nuts, he said.
They're playing every year.
It's always the Nuts. But we're not going to play with David, because even Vanessa said that David... she was too drunk for that. So she wanted us to go to our first interview of the day. So
okay. This
is our real first contestant and the only contestant we're going to have time for in today's edition of Gay or Nay.
I have another guy here. What is your name?
Jalen.
Name one team playing in the
Nice job.
On the dino?
Okay, dino.
So she's already confused. There's a language barrier right out of the gate.
Oh, she thinks it's him bringing it up.
Yeah. She said, name one team.
Oh, dinos.
He thought she was talking about dinos. She said NBA Finals. He said, dinos? Question mark. And she responded.
And she was like, yes.
Okay, dinos.
Name one team playing in the NBA Finals.
On the dino?
Okay, dinos.
So this is where it started. So that's a no for one. But I'm going to say that both of them are gay in this case.
Okay. What do they sell at Ulta?
Concealer.
What?
Concealer.
Concealer, yep. Right? Yep. Who is Scotty Schieffer?
Who's
it? Scotty Schieffer?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's okay. What magazine do they give you at the Broadway shows?
Hamilton?
Let me ask you a question, seriously. Do gay people constantly have a throbbing headache because the music?
No, this is their white noise. This is their calm.
Oh my God!
I know, isn't it wild?
I would have thought the worst part about being gay for me would have been having to put another man's penis in me. But I think that this music is maybe worse than that, even.
Yeah, and like, just this on a loop with a drink in hand and bopping.
If I were to go gay, I would start a new thing where I put two penises in my ears at the same time to drown out all this other noise. Because this
what magazine do they give you at the Broadway shows?
Hamilton?
What?
Hamilton? You said Broadway shows?
Yeah, what magazine do they give you?
Hamilton?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Vanessa.
Whatever, you idiot.
Vanessa has no patience. She loves the gays, but has no patience for them. Because clearly he doesn't understand.
She's like mad at him.
Okay, whatever.
Fine, whatever. You don't get it.
What body part is Sydney Sweeney best known for?
Barty part?
I don't know. What? I don't think any of these questions have come out clean, by the way.
Sydney Sweeney's best known for?
Her t-
Well, that's an unfair question, because that one, I do feel, like we've said, everyone loves boobs.
Everyone loves boobs. Gay or straight, man or woman.
I think gay guys may even like boobs more than straight guys, because they love, they're squishy. They're kind of like those Neato squishies that everyone likes these days, right?
Her boobies! Her boobies!
Oh, boy. Vanessa,
that's right.
Hey, Vanessa, I sent you $150 of drinking money this weekend.
You did?
How much of that did you go through?
Honestly, I don't know, but a lot of that was for the Uber.
Which means all of it.
A lot of it was for the Uber because the Uber was expensive. But I definitely, like,
I didn't send. It wasn't for Uber. That was all for drinks.
It also helped my Uber situation.
I didn't want to help your Ubers.
Well,
I wanted that all to be
two
toward
shots and a drink and a drink.
Okay. Two shots and a drink and a drink.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's Vanessa was at Pride this weekend.
It's like
just
how
joined
my kid answers questions.
Exactly.
And one.
When I ask my kids why they don't want dinner, they say the exact same thing. I had two snacks and a drink and a drink.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Vanessa was hammered, and here she is trying to figure out if this guy's gay. Do we even have to go on with the game? The guy's clearly gay.
His name, I think they're all just gay.
Right when he said Chaylin, I knew he was gay. So
okay. Gay.
What is the main ingredient in quiche?
In quiche?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's okay. Where am I in this question? In the bedroom, what is the Alfie Tower?
The Alfie Tower.
So once again, the question was, in the bedroom, what is the Eiffel Tower? And this is how Vanessa asked it.
In the bedroom, what is the Alfie Tower?
The Eiffel Tower is two men holding hands,
whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
I don't know. I've never
done it.
Two people
holding hands.
Okay.
Two people holding hands over someone giving
okay. Is that okay for radio?
Why is she asking him? No. I'm amazed that he was so comfortable and able to answer that question.
Yeah,
that's so in his domain.
Yeah, like that one he answered crystal clear. Got the textbook definition of the Eiffel Tower, even being asked what the Alfie Tower is.
Please beep that. Okay. Who is Rambo?
Rambo? Isn't that Cowboy Rambo?
I don't know. What type of clothes are capris?
Capris are like mini shorts. They're like a little bit longer than shorts.
Okay. All right.
So So she sounds like she's getting drunker as
she
the questions go
screaming.
On. So the guy thinks Rambo's a cowboy, but he knows what capris are. So, like, you know, we don't know. How many more questions?
I love that he looks at her like, is that right? And she just goes, I don't know.
Yeah, Vanessa, you didn't know the answer? You didn't know the answer to any of these questions?
I did to some of them. And
right.
Then,
which ones did you know?
Sweetney?
You know. Sydney Sweeney, she's saying. Let's translate.
Ulta.
Yeah, you knew the Ulta one.
What does Al Michaels do?
Just what?
Al Michaels?
Al Michaels?
I think so, yeah.
Michaels?
Any straight man would know what Al Michaels does. Legendary
sports
football broadcaster. One of the finest Swedish voices out there in the world. But Vanessa didn't know this one.
Michaels is a craft store, right?
See, that is the way a gay man would answer that. What does Al Michaels do? It's a craft store.
That's where I had my last Eiffel Tower.
Right.
I don't know. What football team is the Dallas?
It's the Dallas.
Oh, man.
Is he going to talk about Dallas, the TV show?
I think so. Oh. What football team is the Dallas?
What football team is the Dallas?
So which one?
The Dallas. What football team
Cowboys.
Is the
Cowboys.
Oh.
Definitely gay.
Well, he loves Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If anything was the indicator that he's gay, it's the fact he was able to pull the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys!
Oh, boy. Omar, you're getting so many great drops here.
I know.
Cowboys! Are you gay or are you nay?
I'm gay.
Wow, shock. What a shock.
wow, really.
I'm glad we did the game.
What a twist. I didn't see that coming, huh?
I think Cowboys, are you gay or nay, is the perfect soundbite for the NFL season.
Gay ass. How many boyfriends have you had?
Three.
Oh, yeah.
Vanessa, this is
jealous. Why is she asking all these questions?
I don't know. The game ended, are you gay or nay? But she kept going.
Are you having fun at Pride?
I'm having a great time, yeah.
And why do you want to tell the people?
Have a good Pride. Be safe.
Okay, I don't know what he said. Take a shot.
I don't know what he said.
There's so many more of these, but we'll have to spread them out throughout this entire week. Because
oh, my God.
Just,
I'm so glad we can spread them out.
It's too much. We're going to spread wide like a good Alfie Tower.
Alfie.
So there you have it. More show, believe it or not, after your killers. Nice job, Vanessa.